Hello and welcome to the Substance of Life podcast. I'm your host, Angela. Glad you could join us today. Today we will be continuing our series in the 2020 Change in Your Personal Life or Change to Achieve Those Goals which you have set out to achieve in 2020. Now, if you've been following our podcast, you know that in our first two episodes, that intro episode and episode number one, we were talking about change for improvement and setting a precedence of excellence in your life. And we are going to take the John Carter's principles of change and use those principles as a tool for implementing change in our personal lives. So I want you to sit back and relax and listen to this podcast, and hopefully you'll walk away with a great understanding of the first of the eight principles. So the first of the eight principles is creating a sense of urgency. And I know on the surface that sounds a little bit ambiguous. You know, you're creating a sense of urgency. But the first step or the first principle is all about you and your comfort zone and you knowing what it is you want to achieve or change in your personal life. The first step is you becoming aware of the condition you want to change and defining it in your life as being urgent. Because see, if you can define it as being urgent and others can see it as urgent, then it becomes important. You need to understand why it's important to you to make this change. And everyone involved in your personal circle or your personal circle of help has to understand why this change is important to you and if they're going to be on board with you making this change. So what inevitably happens when you create a sense of urgency is those people who are in your circle will form an immediate support help group for you. And what happens is they see that what you are trying to achieve is important. Therefore, it does become urgent. And they look at you in a different perspective, and you have to be open and clear with them when you're speaking with them and sharing your thoughts for your change. You have to develop a sense of urgency in pursuing your personal change. You must take the first step to moving to a new level. And once you do that and people see that and that urgency becomes your reality, people will be very receptive to it. They'll see that, okay, she's really serious or he's really serious about this. And, you know, a byproduct of the sense of urgency that you're creating is that you inevitably become in competition with yourself and other people can see it. Now, they might be judgmental and they might judge your actions as being mediocre, but they're not. What they are your beginning steps, that initial step that you are taking to make your change more vivid, your change more real. And, you know, like I said earlier, people are entitled to feel the way that they want to feel. They're entitled to what I call their vivid imaginations, but don't let that dissuade you and don't let that change your creating a sense of urgency about your change. This is important to you. You know, I have a saying that I share with people, especially young women. If it's important to you, you'll get it done. If it's important to your cause and what you're looking to achieve, you'll get it done. That in and of itself is creating a sense of urgency. Your sense of urgency is your definition of how bad you want to achieve change or how badly you want to achieve your goals. So examine what actions you do on a daily basis. And I want you to sit back and take a note of those bad habits or those things which you inherently do without thinking that prohibit you from creating the change that you're looking for. And this is really important because as you are being reflective of your dedication and your urgency to change, you're going to start to embrace it and you're going to have to make a difference in your own personal life. You're going to start seeing some things that, hey, you know, I recognize that I don't go to the gym as often as I want to because I make an excuse for not going, or I don't eat as well as I should or as healthy as I should because I'm always in the potato chip aisle at the grocery store. And of course, you know, noting that, you become more conscious. And I'll share with you one of the things that I've noticed that I created a sense of urgency on or for is the different types of foods that I eat. I notice that when I go to the grocery store and I'm at the checkout counter, I don't see anything healthy there. I only see those foods which are fatty, sugary, and will provide you that sugar high, and then later on you're crashing because you ate it. So my sense of urgency, I've noticed, especially today when I was at the grocery store, was, okay, you need to get to the checkout aisle and you need to get in and out as soon as possible. And if that means you have to go to self-checkout, then by all means, go to self-checkout. Because if you stay in the aisle long enough, your eye is going to do what the marketing experts want it to do, which is get fixated on something that is sugary and that is enticing that you know is contrary to your diet. So my sense of urgency is knowing how important is this. This is so important that I need to shorten my time at the checkout counter. And I'm sure that there are many other examples that you might have that are similar to that. But the gist of the matter is you need to make a list of those things that you know on a daily basis contribute to you not achieving your goal, or that behavior that you exhibit that you know will stop you or deter you or slow you down from achieving your personal goals in 2020. So when you decide that you are serious about your change and you start making those behavioral differences or those physical differences in your life, people will start to notice and they will also embrace that urgency. They will see that little bit of change that has occurred in your life to where what you are doing has become very, very important. So when we decide that we are serious about change and we make a list of those things in our lives that we want to change, that list needs to have deadlines associated with it. Those deadlines need to be realistic and incorporated into your sense of urgency. And I think that checkout counter example was an excellent example. I knew that, you know, the longer I stay, the more tempted I'm going to be to purchase something that I really don't want to eat. And I know many of you say, okay, well, why is that? Well, most of the time during the weekday, if I'm going to the grocery store, I'm going immediately after work. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. And more importantly, I am hungry. So, you know, the change is don't grab that Snickers bar. Don't grab that bag of potato chips or the Funyuns. Get up, get your items, stay fixated on paying for them, and get out of the store. That is my sense of urgency. And my deadline that I have associated with that was, okay, I need to start doing this now. I can't wait until the end of January or the beginning of February. I have to incorporate this now. And, you know, it's funny because I found myself doing it more and more that when I did go to the store with my daughter or my husband, they noticed, hey, you know, you were in and out. I'm like, yeah. No dawdling. Got to get in, got to get out. Stay focused on what it is that I need. So having deadlines associated with your goals and making sure that those deadlines are very realistic is extremely important to your sense of urgency. Consistency is required. Urgency is not how fast you can accomplish your goal or make your change. Urgency is creating a way for you to sustain the importance of your change goal. It is you creating that atmosphere that people will believe in you and what you are trying to do. They will see the small steps towards your end game, and they will want to come on board and help you. So you have to ask yourself, what are you going to do this year that is going to be different than last year that involves a sense of urgency? You're going to engage yourself and move forward with a passion and a profound connection to your goal that others can see and feel. And you'll know when they see and feel it because they're going to comment on it. They're going to say, hey, I noticed that you did X. Or, hey, you no longer do whatever, fill in the blank. That's when you know that you have engaged yourself in a sense of urgency. You're going to bring in outside forces, which are people who are observing what it is that you're doing. And like I said, they're going to comment on it. You just don't want to behave with a sense of urgency one time. This is a sustaining behavior, if you will. This is something that you're going to continue to do. And you may continue to do well after you have achieved your goal. So it's an everyday behavior to act upon your change goal with a sense of urgency. You want to find an opportunity in a roadblock or a crisis. And what do we mean by that? Find an opportunity in a roadblock or a crisis. You ever notice how when a crisis or a roadblock comes up, your adrenaline gets a little bit more pumped up and you start to figure out, well, how am I going to change this or how am I going to make this better or what am I going to do to get around this? Crises and roadblocks can become valuable tools to achieve what it is you want to achieve. Crises and roadblocks can make you break that mundane complacency that you had when you were trying to achieve your goals. So don't look at it as, oh my God, something else I got to go over or through. Add that to your plate as you create a sense of urgency on how to conquer that roadblock or that crisis, whatever it happens to be. And believe me, people will notice. They will comment. I can guarantee you they will comment. As always, you have to deal with the negative, because there's always going to be negatives. So my advice is, yeah, you receive the negative comments, but don't let them weigh you down. You continue to sustain your sense of urgency. You create a strategy for your sense of urgency, and you embed it in your personality and your character. If people know that there is no turning back in your behavior, you have secured your sense of urgency. So you just keep moving forward with it. You want to make smart decisions with confidence, and you want to act upon them with prudence. Some people say, well, you want to act upon them quickly. I say you can do both. It's the smart decisions. You, as you're creating your sense of urgency, remember, it is not involving how quickly you achieve your goal. It's how you move forward in a smarter fashion. So again, you want to identify any obstacles you might happen to have, any roadblocks, And, you know, you want to start to remove those roadblocks that are in your way. And most importantly, you want to evangelize the importance of your sense of urgency. Because nobody is as great a cheerleader for your cause than you are. People will start to see it in your body language. People will start to see, hey, that this is important. You want to have a deadline. You want to keep it and sustain it so that others know, yeah, this is really, really important to her or important to him. And that's how you achieve your sense of urgency. Now, I know for some people, they look at these things and they say, oh, I've heard this rhetoric before, and how are we going to use it? It's the same old vibe. It's the same old thing. No, it is not the same old vibe. It is not the same old thing. Because this time, you are documenting what your change is and what your goal is, and you're not rushing into it. You're making sense of it. You're changing your behavior and your body language so that people know what it is you want to achieve is important. Like anything in life, it is going to take time. I know for me, when I started this podcast, I had a sense of urgency about it. And, you know, like all things, your family members and your friends are like, well, what the heck is she doing? Why is she doing this? Why doesn't she just go ahead and teach like she has done in the past? And what's the importance of having a podcast? And for me, my sense of urgency was dedication after work to the time it took to develop all the tools that I need for my website, to develop the format for my podcast, the artwork for my podcast, making the connections with the necessary people to interview for my podcast. So once my family started to see, oh my God, she must really be serious about this, because she's not only devoting time to it, but she's devoting resources to it. And she's talking to people about it. And she's got this pitch thing going on about it. They saw that sense of urgency be birthed in me. And that's when they knew that the Substance of Life podcast was extremely important to me, and that I was going to do what it took in order to get this particular project or goal off the ground. So I want to say thank you for joining us here today at the Substance of Life podcast as we went through principle number one, changing your life for 2020, the series where we are taking a journey together so that we can experience goal setting and personal change in our lives. Remember that creating a sense of urgency is the first step, and it's all about your comfort zone. It's all about how badly you want to achieve a goal or a specific change in your personal life. So again, becoming aware of what that change is or what that condition is and defining it in your life as urgent. Changing the behaviors to show others that you are very serious and it is urgent. Taking that realism and transcending it into hard work, you are competing with yourself, but that's okay. Keeping in mind that others may not understand your goal or your journey, and you are going to have naysayers in your life, but consistency and projecting your urgent requirement or your sense of urgency is extremely important, because if others see that it's important to you, they'll take it seriously as well, and they'll be willing to help you. So at the Substance of Life, we're looking forward to hearing from you. We're looking forward to you sharing your journey with us.